Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the CFL Scouting Bureau conference call. I would now like to turn the meeting over to Olivier Poulin. Please go ahead, Mr. Poulin.
Bonjour tout le monde. Hi, everyone. Welcome to the 2016 CFL Scouting Bureau December edition teleconference call. CFL Scouting Bureau published earlier today its second edition of the top 20 ranked prospects eligible for the 2018 CFL draft. First edition was released in September. Last year's winter ranking saw 19 of 20 prospects selected in the CFL draft, with 5 being selected in the first round. On the line with us today, we have defensive back Godfrey Onyeka from Laurier, highest-rated U Sports player and highest-rated skill position player at number 6. Offensive lineman Mark Corte, from the University of Alberta, unrated in the fall rankings, now jumping to number 12. And another defensive back, Jackson Bennett from the University of Ottawa, who jumped from 19 to 13. My introductions are done, and now I'll open the lines for questions. Marie, please proceed with the instructions.
Thank you. We will now take questions from the telephone lines. If you have a question and you are using a speakerphone, please lift up the handset before making your selection. If you have a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. If at any time you wish to cancel the question, please press the pound sign. Please press star 1 at this time if you have a question. There will be a brief pause while the participants register. Thank you for your patience. Once again, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad if you have a question or comment. We have a question from Bill Beacon from the Canadian Press. Please go ahead. Your line is now open.
Oh, yeah. This is for Godfrey. You're sixth on the list. But it's interesting. Your brother is there, and another brother was drafted by Toronto and played this year and won a Grey Cup. I'm just... Where does all that football talent come from in, you know, in the family?
I'm assuming, I guess, from my parents. Well, the one who was drafted last year in Atkins is actually my cousin.
Oh, yeah.
And his little brother plays like golf and might end up being the best one of the 4 or 5 of us.
But, oh, yeah.
I don't know. Our family's just, I think we're all like, well, we're out to be athletic, and I guess we all just have a little bit of like aggression in us. That makes you, that you need to have to be a good football player, and they're also pretty intelligent, so that helps as well too.
Mm-hmm. The what is your feeling about this year's draft and being rated so highly? Is this something you expect, or?
I wouldn't say it's something you expect, no matter like how confident you are, but I think it's pretty cool. It's an honor to be rated as high as, like, obviously I'm gonna say I should be ranked number 1, but it's still an honor to be ranked even in the top 20, because I know there's a lot of guys. Like, I was at East-West last year, and I saw how many good football players are in the country. So it's an honor to be ranked amongst the best.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. We have a question from Chris O'Leary from CFL.ca. Please go ahead. Your line is now open.
Hey, Godfrey. My question is for you as well. Sticking with the family stuff, exactly how many cousins and brothers do you have playing in U Sports right now?
Okay, so I have my little brother plays at Carleton. My cousin, Kosi, plays at Guelph. He's a stud. And I have another cousin who's in high school who's going to be pretty good too. And there's me, there's Naka. So there's 5 of us in total who play football and are, who play at a relatively high level.
Okay. What do you think it's been like for your development, just, I guess, growing up in a football family like that?
Oh, it's great. We're all, I don't know if you've ever met or spoken to Nakis, but Nakis is crazy passionate and competitive. My little brother is a little bit more subdued, but very competitive as well. So it's been like, we all just like, we all push each other kind of thing. And it's been nice.
Okay, thanks.
Like, no one wants to be the worst player in the family kind of thing.
Okay.
Thank you. Once again, please press star 1 on the telephone keypad if you have a question or comment. There are no other. We have a follow-up question from Bill Beacon, Canadian Press. Please go ahead.
I was just for Mark Corte. I just wonder about not being on the list last time, and was that a disappointment to you? And then coming onto the list at number 12, which is, it seems like a big jump.
Yeah, you know what, it's like Godfrey was saying, it's a huge honor to be put on the list. You know, it's a, just looking at the list, obviously it's a deep class, especially for offensive linemen. You know, there's some great players out there. So, you know, just to be on this list with a bunch of great players, I'm very happy about it.
Are you looking forward to maybe jumping to the CFL, like starting next season?
Yeah, I think, you know, however the next couple months shape up with the combine and the draft and then on to training camp, hopefully, you know, however that shapes up, I'm really excited just to see where it goes over the coming months.
Thank you. If I can ask a question for Jackson, just going from 19 to 13, what kind of a sign of progress do you feel that is?
I feel like it's definitely a sign of progress in the positive direction. I guess last season I was able to do a few things right, but obviously there's room for improvement. But again, like it's a blessing to be able to be amongst the top 20 in the country.
Mm-hmm. Great. Thank you very much.
Thank you. There are no further questions registered at this time. I would like to turn back the meeting over to Mr. Poulin.
Merci, Marie. Thanks. Pretty sure we're going to do a last round of media. I know there's quite a few of you out there, so don't be shy. Maybe you're under lots of snow because we just got that right now. But I think we've got Chris O'Leary just lined up for extra questions. Marie, please go ahead.
Thank you. So please go ahead, Mr. O'Leary. Your line is now open.
Thanks. A follow-up question for Mark. Mark, I'm not sure. I don't have the information right in front of me what year you're in with the program. Would you be fourth year by now?
Yeah, it's my fourth year now. I didn't take a redshirt year coming out of high school. So, yeah, I came four years from graduation.
What was it like to watch that program kind of finally turn the corner? I know there were some lean years there in Edmonton with that team. What was it like to just kind of turn the corner and then have a really good season that went into the playoffs?
Yeah, absolutely. It's been a long road for sure for us at U of A and Edmonton, and definitely a lot of work over the years, and kind of nice to finally be able to be a part of turning it around. That's the big reason that I went to U of A, was I wanted to be part of building something fresh, and you know, it was a huge year for us to finally crack into the playoffs and have some big personal achievements as well. Our running back winning the Het Crayton was really big for all of us. So.
Definitely. How do you think that experience kind of helped you as a football player? You know, 4 years later, how much do you think you've grown from just going through that?
Oh, I think it's been immense as a football player, but also from a personal standpoint, it's been great to just to work through those lean years and to be, you know, to really band together with a great group of guys over those years, you know, and to build around kind of building a team from the ground up has been great to grow as a player, but also as a person.
Okay. And it's generally, I guess, a question for all the guys. Did each of you have favorite teams growing up? And is there a preference or a hope? I'm sure you'd like to get drafted by any team, but was there one that you grew up kind of envisioning playing for?
Yeah, well, being from Edmonton, obviously, you know, born and raised as an Eskimo fan, but, you know, definitely I've got guys that I grew up with and guys that are other alumni that are playing around the league, so... you know what, I'd be happy to be anywhere at this point, so just looking forward to it.
Jackson?
For me, growing up, I think actually Edmonton as well would be pretty cool, just because I used to live there back in the day. My dad's from the military, so we used to move around quite a bit. Yeah, but honestly, again, it'd be a blessing to play anywhere. I just want to play football.
Wait, your dad was in the military?
Yeah.
That's sick. I don't know. Honestly, yeah, like they both said, it'd be cool. Like, you're getting paid to do what you love, so it'd be cool to play anywhere. But, like obviously Toronto, my cousin's there. It's close to home. It's a nice city. BC, sunny a lot of the year, so it'd be nice not to be in the cold. And Saskatchewan has a little swagger about them that I'm kind of a fan of, so... But realistically, anywhere to get paid to play football would be a dream come true kind of thing.
Great. Thanks, guys.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Once again, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad if you have a question or comment. There are no other questions registered at this time. I would like to turn back the meeting over to you, Mr. Poulin.
Thank you, Marie. I'll do one final last call for questions if anyone wants to ask a question to our three gentlemen joining us today. Now's the time to do it. And no, I think we're done. Well, thank you to Godfrey, Mark, and Jackson for joining us today. The CFL Scouting Bureau releases its rankings 3 times each year. The next one will be released in April, a few weeks after the CFL Combine presented by Adidas. That will be held in March in Winnipeg as part of March CFL Week. Thanks, everyone. Have a great day.
You as well.
Thanks a lot. Appreciate it,
guys.
Thanks,
everybody. Thank you. The conference has now ended. Please disconnect your lines at this time, and we thank you for your participation.